I said, I'm living my best life. I said, I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned on my L's.
You know, if I have one other girl in a fucking dating site telling me she's looking for a travel buddy. Oh my God. It is nonstop. What are you looking for? Oh, I'm looking for a travel buddy. Oh, I want to go travel with someone. What the fuck? Let me give you some advice for you ladies out there that are stuck at home and can't get out past 30 miles because you're worried about a predator. This is what you do. You line up, you Google MMA class, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go ahead and do that. And you go ahead and make a beeline to that gym and you register for classes and you do it for about 3 years, 4 years, and get your ass some self-defense classes. Learn a little bit about how to defend yourself, because if that's your biggest fear, that a guy, a predator, is going to go ahead and take care of you, I'm telling you, learn jiu-jitsu, okay? It'll fuck any guy up, I'm telling you. There's nothing a guy can do. I mean, you know, you can go ahead and say brute strength, sure, but you can snap his fucking ankles and he's done, his wrist, elbow, whatever. I mean, it's fucking amazing. The amount of women that go ahead and are just looking, they're just all over the place. Even though I say it, I go back to this. I go back to saying, why the fuck are you reaching out to me knowing my criteria is fucking spelled out? It's like, if you already know it's a dead end, why are you reaching out? Just to say hi? Just to feel me out? To see if I changed my mind? Just to see if I had an epiphany when I saw your pictures? And I'm all of a sudden going to change my mind? Why the fuck are you bothering me? I'm letting you know from the fucking get-go. That's like you telling me in the beginning, I'm not marrying ever again. And I'm looking for marriage, but I'm still going to message you? Why would I fucking bother wasting messages? Now, granted, I'm going to entertain you. It's nothing else to do. But I don't understand why you're trying to message me initially. What the fuck? Just to tell me that I have something in my profile you like? You women are fucking crazy. Pure nut jobs, man. I'm trying to fathom that. Look, if you're that afraid of life and living life, just don't even bother. I mean, many of you seem like you'd rather have bad company than no company. It's like, I just need a bodyguard to go travel. It's like, God damn, why don't you just go out and travel? If you have that urge that bad, go ahead and register on jiu-jitsu classes. Get your ass, become a nerd assassin or a woman assassin. And when you go out, no one's going to bother you. When you go to France, no one's going to bother you. That predator out there that's looking at you, he's going to wish he never did that, because, you know, the moment he lays a hand on you, guess what? You're going to break his fucking wrist. Trust me. Most people are not, any criminals, they're not martial artists. You will be. So if you want to get over that fear, this is a PSA for any ladies out there. I mean, the idiots online just keep coming. I mean, they really do. It is a nonstop. But like I always say, it's a microcosm of how it is in the dating world. There's no, that person I'm talking to online is no different than when I go out to the bar. Because guess what? Most of those people on the bars, they probably have accounts, dating app accounts. Probably when I go out to a concert and I talk to somebody, more than likely they have a dating app. You know, and if they don't, that means they're in the rocks with somebody. It's pretty fascinating, to say the least. I don't even know how to go any further with this, because you just have a girl after another, where, and I had another one where she just totally ignored the whole thing. The whole profile just said hi. Really? Do you really know how to read, comprehend? What part of I'm not going to be in a relationship or date anybody casually or long term, I should say, unless you're wanting to have kids? I'm not going to see you short term. Unless you want to fuck, that's fine. That's why I ask it all the time. Do you want to go casual here? Because I stated in the beginning, and then you're going ahead and telling me, hey, no, like I said earlier, I just like the wording on your profile. Wow, really? That's what you really catch on? But did you comprehend the whole fucking picture? That means when you send me a message, you send me a compliment, what are your fucking intentions, dumbass? To give me a compliment? What are you, all of a sudden getting into this mode of persuading? Now the Me Too movement has turned around? Now you got to compliment a guy? Can I just go ahead and file harassment? Jesus fucking Christ. This is a beautiful fucking Friday. I mean, it's perfect why it's raining on my fucking head. This shit just drives you up the fucking wall. I'm telling you. I mean, you think, and this is the thing. People think there are no crazies out there. They really do. And for a while, I was putting these videos up and then posting these screenshots because you just can't believe this. You really can't. You can't make this shit up. And then the people tell you you're lying. And I'm like, well, maybe we're viewing things differently. But at the end of the day, if I'm telling you from the beginning, all right, this is how I roll, and you still want to message me, that's like a girl telling me, listen, I just want to marry. I don't want to have kids, but I want to marry again. And I want to marry at the beach. And she's telling me that from the very beginning, before I send out a message. I don't care how hot she is. I know what I'm getting into. I know what she wants. Why the fuck am I going to compliment her? Why the fuck am I going to reach out and try to persuade her, try to fill her out? Maybe I'm the exception? I mean, why don't you tell me what you really think? God damn, it is so frustrating to hear women all the time reach out to you and keep it light and complimenting you on your profile, whether it's pictures, and they don't pay attention to what you say. And they're somehow, can someone help me understand the rhyme and reason? Why the fuck are you doing this? Just go ahead. Try to enlighten me, anybody, because I run into an abundance of girls that want a travel buddy and they want somebody on their own terms, even though I'm disclosing that up front. Can somebody help me understand this? Like, what's the fucking logic with women? Do they think they're that powerful? Is that what it is? And, you know, God bless my daughter. It's nothing against her. I think I just want her to understand. Be black and white, because I know the men are just as stupid as the women I'm dealing with. They have to be. That's where we're all fucking single. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm a fucking head case. All right. I'm stupid enough to put this shit on audio to hear myself rant because I feel fucking better, because one dialogue after another just drives you up the fucking wall. It never fails. And if you think I'm fabricating this, I mean, you could sit there with me and you'll see the dialogue and I'm saying to myself, okay, what is this? And this girl's trying to chat it up with me and I'm, okay, so what are you looking for? I'm looking for a travel buddy. Well, like I've stated in the beginning, I said, I'm not looking for anything unless you're trying to have kids. I'm just trying to filter half the crowd. And she's like, well, like I said in the beginning, I just wanted to compliment you on your profile. Then what the fuck do you reach out to me for, knowing my intentions are already laid out in the first place, in the beginning, before you ever press send? I'm doing you a fucking favor. Swipe left. X me. Whatever the fuck you do on your side, disregard me. I understand you like the pictures. Thank you. I like a lot of women's pictures too. I don't know if they're real or not. But at the end, if they're telling me blatantly in their profile what they're looking for, doesn't jive with what I jive with, we're totally not piecing the pot here. Why would the fuck I reach out to that person and compliment them? If a girl that I'm trying to read, that I see that I like, is telling me no men over 40, is stating that very fucking clearly. Let's just give you an example. And I'm still going to reach out. But I'm 41. Maybe she'll make an exception. You see where I'm going with this? How fucking stupid the logic is out there. And I'm not saying that men aren't. They're just as dumb. Trust me. I hear the stories about guys. They're idiots out there, though. Right? I'm just trying to let anybody that's a female on here know that you women are all fucked up too. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Problem showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, strip to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed.